that's what happened with me when I was on mushrooms. I was able to see people's true intentions.
Yeah.
Because being a rapper and shit like that, you know, you'd be having to peel back the layers.
I'm Yuki, joined by my co-host Reggie, and you're listening to Modern Day Hippie, the podcast about doing drugs in a responsible, fun, and safe way to improve your life. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick legal disclaimer. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Our goal is to educate and inform others about the realities of substance use in an engaging format. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to attempt to recreate anything found in this episode or any of our other content. We are not confessing to any acts stated in this podcast. The content in this episode should not be treated as factual or real in any way. Now, with that, we hope you enjoyed today's show. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Yuki here. Lately, I've been getting really fascinated and curious by who are some of the most famous or interesting people who've taken drugs and talked about their stories. I've been getting into this lately because just a lot more people out there do drugs and have done drugs than you may think. And to me, this is a pretty big point of proof that a lot of these super successful people who've done pretty incredible things have actively taken these substances and in quite a few cases attributed a decent amount of their success and their mindset to things like psychedelics and other sorts of substances. In particular, I've been really intrigued by rappers and their relationships to drugs. The reason for this is because rappers especially have this glorified, almost romanticized relationship with, you know, smoking weed every day, from Snoop Dogg to people talking about Xanax and all these different substances. And it's really amazing how, honestly, a lot of the people who get into rap, you know, they have this brand of being like partiers and drug users and things like that. But more often than not, they had to work really hard to hone their craft. And if you listen to a lot of interviews with rappers, you'll find that they don't even smoke weed that often. Granted, some do, but it's like they're not the degenerates that we think they are. And honestly, a lot of that is intentional. They build their brands, try to be these like party animals. So I recently found a clip of Wiz Khalifa from when he was on Joe Rogan's podcast a couple of years ago, and he had a short snippet about his experience doing mushrooms. Wanted to share that with you guys and dive into a few points that I found really interesting. The clip's just about a minute long, so I'll play it now.
I did mushrooms and it exposed a lot. Ooh. Yeah, yep. Do you do shrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. I fuck with mushrooms because that's what happened with me when I was on mushrooms. I was able to see people's true intentions.
Yeah.
Because being a rapper and shit like that, you know, you'd be having to peel back the layers.
Layers and layers and layers.
And I was trying to peel my own layers back just for my own
sure
personal.
Everyone
and
is,
I
right?
ended up, yeah, yep. And I ended up being like backstage somewhere and I was like, fuck. I was like, I'm around all these people and like I really see their true intentions. And it was like, I see what crowd they are. And it was like, I felt like I was separated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, I was on a boat all the way out here and they were all on an island partying. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I could see what's going on over there. But it was cool. I do mushrooms every now and then. I don't fuck with it all the time. I haven't done them in like 3 years because they help you see shit like that. So it's like for me, I'll take that experience and I'll just live with it.
Yeah.
I don't need to keep going through it over and over. Like you probably seen that dude and was like, oh shit, now I know people who are rapey as soon as I see him.
Well, I knew he was dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like he was a legitimately dangerous person.
Honestly, I really appreciate the way that Wiz Khalifa talked about mushrooms in this scenario. So first off, he mentioned that the mushrooms expose a lot for him, both about himself when it sounded like he was at a pretty young age, he was early in his career and just trying to figure out who he was as a person. And then also start understanding the people around him. So first off, starting on that personal side, I mean, especially when you're young, like obviously you shouldn't be taking any types of substances at a young age. Frankly, I think too many people are trying various types of drugs, whether it's alcohol, weed, psychedelics, at a little bit too young of an age. But even, you know, in your early to mid-20s, when it becomes a little bit safer, so to speak, and you've developed more into your brain and the person that you're going to be, to me, that can be a really prime time to continue on that journey of discovering who you are still pretty early in your life, what's important to you, what you want to focus on, and what you want to prioritize. the point around exposing things about people around him and peeling back those layers. I don't know if you guys have ever felt this way, but when I do psychedelics with other people, it does seem to give me a very strong sense of their vibes. And granted, I don't know how much of that is like actually how these people are versus how they're coming off to me. And of course, that is very heavily biased by how much I know about these people. I mean, usually I'm tripping with people who I'm already friends with and I like to a good amount, but it is really fascinating to me how it's like almost I can sense people's like vibes and auras and get a sense of who they are. And especially when we're out tripping somewhere a little bit more public, like a rave or a festival, you're surrounded by people. And I've literally seen people who just were doing something strange or I wasn't vibing with and give me such a strong ick for whatever was going on. And they might be perfectly fine people. I don't know. Obviously, it depends what they're doing to have received that ick from me. But especially when you're tripping with people who you know pretty well, it can make you reflect a little bit on who these people are and your relationship with them. I recently read a Reddit post about how someone was doing mushrooms with their girlfriend, I believe. And this guy realized while he was tripping just how selfish like this person actually was and that they didn't have the best relationship. And I don't know if they broke up or not, but that's a really fascinating realization to have thanks to mushrooms in this person's case. You're at the club and the music is thumping, but you've got nothing left in the tank. So what do? Sniff some cacao. Yep, you heard that right. Sniff some cacao. It's the hottest new trend in the club and party scene. One bum-sized sniff of raw chocolatey powder contains the caffeine equivalent to a half cup of coffee, and boom, it hits instantly. And the best part is you can now sniff cacao anytime, anywhere, right out in the open, in front of the DJ booth or the stage, even at the VIP table with your friends. Now, how does that happen without drawing unwanted attention? Snogo's spring-loaded bump straws make it possible. These classy, triple-mirror polished bump straws are the safest, most discreet way to enjoy sniffing cacao. In fact, you've most likely already seen people wearing Snogo's bump straws as pendants around their necks without even knowing it. Discover why sniffing cacao using Snogo bump straws is being called the biggest revolution in partying since the invention of rock and roll. Jump on over to snogostraws.com to learn more. That's snogostraws.com and use discount code MDH15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order. The second thing that Wiz Khalifa said that I really appreciated was that he only does shrooms every now and then. This isn't something that he's abusing. This isn't like something that he's taking on a super regular basis, honestly, way less frequently than even I do. And he said something that really stuck with me, which is the fact that the last time he took them was 3 years ago, and he doesn't feel the need to do shrooms super often. He gets these experiences and he retains them. He holds on to them and he learns from them. And to be honest, shrooms and psychedelics in general as a category of drugs, probably the only category where you can very safely and comfortably say like, hey, I had this experience that I enjoyed and was very positive for me, but I don't feel like I necessarily need it again. I can wait a long time before doing it because it can be quite heavy. It can be quite profound. And that's not something necessarily that you need to be whipping out of your pocket like every weekend. And that also communicates to me that he really respects this drug as well. Like I have friends who do psychedelics a shit ton and I think it's totally fine for them. Like they're still normal functioning people, like they're doing well. And heck, I even take them once every 2 or 3 weeks, but it's really nice that this is a case where he kind of knows his limits, or it's not even limit. It's more just he's getting what he needs out of this experience and doesn't feel the need to really like beat a dead horse or do it more often than that. And one of the great things about psychedelics is usually when you take them, you remain very lucid throughout that experience. It's very rare to forget things. Like you remember the complete experience, and that makes it something that really leaves an impression both on like your brain, your psyche, and your memories of that experience as well. And I think that also helps you A, get a lot out of the experience, and B, not feel like you need to repeat it on a very frequent basis. So to summarize, I really like number one, how Wiz Khalifa talked about mushrooms as being able to peel back the layers, both on himself and the person who he wanted to be, and the people around him, giving him the opportunity to reflect on their actions, their intentions, and how he perceived them. Number two, it's the fact that he only does mushrooms once every couple of years, it sounds like, really using them as kind of milestones or benchmarks to figure out different things in his life or have moments of profound reflection. I found that really fascinating. And honestly, I respect that a lot about him. That's all for today's pod, guys. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Truly, thank you for listening to the show. We seriously fucking appreciate it. If you want to help us out, just leaving a rating or a comment, you know the drill, would be incredibly helpful. But more importantly, share the knowledge and the love with your friends. Make sure they're getting the information they need on this topic that is so underserved and underappreciated in today's society. We'll see y'all next week.